Hello, all. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this June 5th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by Margie Straka. She is from the Vesper Recreation Department. Margie, it's good to have you with us.
Hi, it's good to be back. Thank you.
It has been a while. I was thinking as I was talking to Pam earlier, and you and I were just talking, we have to find reasons to bring you back more often. We just got to have you in more, at least twice a year. I love having you in to talk about Vesper and the area and all the great work that you guys are doing as a group to bring a lot of fun and life into Vesper and everything. We love the area. I think it'd be a good idea, maybe like in a couple months from now or something, bring you back and talk about how the event went and some other great things going on over there. So yeah, just to warn you, you're probably gonna have to be back a lot sooner this time.
Sounds like a plan.
As we are gonna get into Vesper, celebrate Vesper and the great event that you guys have going on, if you don't mind, Margie, I would like to kind of rewind a little bit and get into where the purpose of this group came from and what your guys' mission is, what your goal is with the Vesper Recreation Department.
So there was probably six of us sitting around one night having a few beverages, and we got to talking about the old firemen's picnic and how much fun that was, and we missed it. And we just decided that, hey, let's see if we can do it. And we were supposed to plan things for 2021. Mm-hmm. And we ended up starting in 2020 with our Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. So we jumped in both feet with that. That went off as no problem. Well, we had some problems, some growing pain problems. But so we did that. We jumped right into Vesper Days. And then we jumped into Halloween and Santa and Mrs. Claus. And we just keep going. And this is our fifth year now. So
I appreciate the history lesson right there, not only as a lover of history, but as somebody, as long as I've lived in this area, I went to pretty much every Vesper Fireman's Picnic. It was something we always look forward to. It was something, I don't remember exactly if I'm misremembering this or not, because I'm getting older and older, but I seem to remember it being at around the July, end of the month, somewhere around there.
Third Saturday in July.
Right. So mm-hmm. You've even been able to keep that same time area.
Yep. That's what we wanted.
And I think that, especially for a long time, not just Vesper residents, but area residents of Central Wisconsin, that is really helpful. And you guys have worked hard to kind of keep a lot of the fun traditions around while also just bringing in some new stuff and making it a real celebration of Vesper.
We're trying. We're racking our brains all the time trying to come up with something new. So this year, we always have a lull in the afternoon. So we're trying to figure out between 3 and 6, how to get people to stay or get new people to come. So this year we added GL Wesley, Gary Wesley, Elvis impersonator. So I am very excited to, hopefully I'll get some downtime to actually watch and listen to him. Usually I'm running around putting out fires, so.
Yeah, and I hope that you were able to take in some of his act, too. Did you get to see any of his work online? I was doing a little homework on him.
I did.
He's good.
He is. He's very good.
I'm going to be honest with everybody. I've seen a lot of Elvis impersonators and seen a lot of them marketed and everything and in the industry that I work in outside of radio and stuff. And I kind of took it lightly at first, like, oh, an Elvis impersonator, that's a cool idea. And then I look at him and I'm like, oh, this guy's good. Yeah. Like, he's got this down and he's a local.
And I was getting pretty bummed because I had called every Elvis impersonator that I knew in this area. Mm-hmm. I'd asked everybody, and everybody was either not doing it anymore or they were booked. So I called this one and I thought, well, what do I got to lose? And he had just had a cancellation. So he's coming from Port Washington the night before, and then he's heading, I think, to Green Bay or somewhere off the after. And it's like, this works perfect.
Gary, I cannot encourage you enough to look into Gary's career too. He's been doing this for a while. He's really not only really good at it, but he's a natural performer. And there's something about watching them. I would say that even if you are not as familiar with Elvis's catalog or any of those things, you are going to really enjoy him. You're really going to take in his work. Let alone if you're a fan of the King or any of that.
Right, right.
That's a really nice addition to the show. That's really fun.
And next year we booked Dakota Press Pankratz. He's another Elvis yes. impersonator. I've seen him many times around the area. He was booked this year, so we have him booked for next year.
There you go.
Yeah. So I got my hands in both years.
Well, and it, boy, any planning ahead, it feels so nice to be able to check mark something off or something. That feels really good. I'm happy for you. So let's go ahead and dive right into the event. Celebrate Vesper, July 19th. Be prepared to be impressed. There are going to be some really cool stuff going on with this one. Let's start right in the beginning of the event on Saturday, July 19th. Things kick off at 9 a.m.
Well, usually we have people, I'm up at the park at 6:30. We have craft vendors coming, starting around 6:30, 7 o'clock to set up. They're from, I believe it's 9 a.m. to 3.
Yeah.
And then the food truck are coming.
Mm-hmm.
They will be there from about 10 o'clock till 9 o'clock. Then we have...
I want to get the details in there. But you were doing great, by the way. You were doing awesome. I had a cheat sheet. Yeah, you were doing great.
So I just didn't want to miss anything. Mm-hmm. So our beer tent will open up at 11, and it goes all night long, even until the band is done. Our parade is at noon. We're changing the route of our parade this year because we have something big coming next year.
Cool.
So we're changing the route of the parade this year to kind of get people ready for next year.
Smart. And a nice little tease. That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm working on the specifics of that yet. Then we have the kids inflatables again from 1 to 7. The Hayes Brothers Polka Band. Last year we had... not very many people were dancing because it was hotter than blazes out, and they didn't want to dance on the blacktop with no shade. So this year we're moving the polka band inside to the community center in the big half, and then the bingo is going to move to the smaller half.
Sure.
So we're going to share it. We'll just shut the doors and...
I haven't talked to them, but I know that they appreciate it.
Yeah.
I bet that they like that. That's a really smart idea, too.
So that we figured that will save the... Because in the afternoon sun, the bands just bake. So this way, it's a win-win for everybody. So we had our kids' penny scramble last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told you about the adult scramble.
Yes, yeah.
So after the kids' penny scramble at 1:30, we're going to have the adult scramble again. Last year, we had 18 bars that participated. We are now up to 42 bars and restaurants.
Whoa.
So between drink tickets, gift certificates, t-shirts, canned koozies, we have a lot for our adults this year.
I don't want to mess with your flow. You're rolling right now. But I hope people are paying attention. There's so many different things that are going on here, and all of them really stemming from loving the essence and the meaning behind this day. Hey, you know, those bars are, a bar in Wisconsin only advertises when it really wants to. It doesn't necessarily need to. And I think that's noteworthy. That's a compliment and a credit to those businesses wanting to be a part of this. That's a huge jump in numbers.
Is.
That's really impressive.
It is. Last year, it was kind of hard to get people to wrap their minds around it because they're like an adult scramble. So I had to explain it to them, and then we bought 6 tickets, and then they donated 6. Well, after they found out how much fun everybody was having and stuff, we don't even buy them. They're just donating.
That's cool.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So then we have bingo, again, in the small part of the community center from 2 to 4. GL Wesley will take the small stage. We're adding this year from 2 to 6. Kids pedal pull, we moved up because it was a little late last year to from 3:30 till whenever it's done. They've got 5 on my poster, but usually when the kids are done, I have pictures that are hilarious of the adults.
yes. So, I've seen some of them.
So the adults have just as much fun as the children do.
Absolutely.
And 5 o'clock, by popular demand, we're having our cakewalk again. And then we're all excited that Derek Jones and the 50 South will be pulling up 7 to 11. So... very, very excited.
Derek has performed quite a bit in this area, and he's joined us. We've talked to him. I am not only a big fan of him as an artist and his music, and you know, if people are noticing, he's only getting stronger and better at what he's doing.
Yes.
The more reps, the more times he's out there doing that. But this is a guy who continues to try to come back and do things in the area, support the area, support events like this in the area. I really admire that. At a point in his career where there are certainly, and just to be blunt with people, there are times where there might be a paid gig or something really, really big for him that he is turning down to do something here because he believes in this area so much and supporting this area. I admire, he's the guy who's putting his money where his mouth is, or his exactly. guitar where his mouth yep. is or something. He's, yep. he's doing it though.
I'm excited. He's actually going to be at Hoofbeats this year. So
cool.
I'm going to be at Hoofbeats. So I'm looking forward to going up. I've talked to him on the phone, so I'm actually looking up and right excited on. To go up and talk to him and meet him in person. So.
One thing, I, if you don't mind, I wanted to go back and just touch on real quick. As far as the beginning of the day and stuff with the craft vendors, there's going to be Unique Expressions by Teresa, Needleworks, CW going to be down there, County Chicks, Soapery, Coco's Creations, Five Feathers Crafts, and a variety of other crafters will
yes.
be down there.
Yes.
The food trucks, a lot of your mainstays are local favorites. You got Rocky Rococo, Rainbow Snow, Christie's Smokehouse BBQ, Masonic Lodge, am I saying that right?
Yep.
128 going to be there, and of course the Vesper Cafe will be down there.
Right.
Shout out to all of them for being a part of this.
Yeah, I'm excited because most of them have been there with us all 5 years. So
yeah, really,
I'm pretty excited.
You know, I'm very excited about the parade, not this year, but next year, and see where that develops and everything. You've heard in this interview here a handful of times that Margie has mentioned something for next year. It shows the care and the detail put into this event every year. Just gives us one more chance to hopefully have some empathy for you and the team and what you guys do to mm-hmm. put this event together, but also some really some respect on this and not only bringing this event back, but successfully. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's one thing to bring it back and it does okay maybe the first year, and then this is only going to get stronger as you're going along with this. That's really cool to see. For me, selfishly, it's a fun position to be in. I get to see this stuff develop and grow. I think of Bluegrass at the Lake a little bit, and mm-hmm. when they first joined us, and how we were just trying to, you know, get people to know about this fun little fest that we were trying to kick off. They were trying to kick off, and I say we, but I can't help myself. I'm such a homer, and to see where it is now, and so many in this area have great memories of that fireman's picnic. Bringing that back, that is a wonderful thing for our community. So I think you guys have done quite a bit. I wanted to get to, before we wrap up, ways certainly, you know, people can get tickets or anything like that, but always looking for volunteers if we can help somehow.
Yes.
Take a little bit off of your guys' plate.
That would be awesome.
So you got anything on that?
If anybody would like to volunteer, I will definitely take it. You can give me a call at 715-305-5040, or you can outreach us on the Village of Vesper Recreation Group Facebook page. Or the Village of Vesper Facebook page, mm-hmm. either one.
I encourage you to do that, everybody. Not only putting back into the community, but getting to be a part of this event. There are no small roles with an event like this. Appreciate everybody that can, you know, be a part of this one and join us for this event. And before I completely destroy her voice and she's not able to keep continuing on here, no, I'm joking. I know, Margie, we had something else we wanted to touch on before we let you go.
So this weekend, I wanted everybody to know, is our Vesper Village-wide garage sales. We had 10 garage sales registered, but I've noticed as I've driven around the neighborhood, we have more people. Mm-hmm. So come on out to Vesper for that. I wanted to thank everybody that helped us with our Easter egg hunt. We were able to stuff over 6,000 eggs this year.
Whoa.
We gave away the bikes again. We had other prizes for the kids. Always looking for other ideas for that to keep it fun for the kids. A shout out to the Vesper Volunteer Fire Department and the Wisconsin Rapids Canine Unit or officers that come every year. So thank you.
So many great people coming together to make this event happen and have some fun with this event, celebrate our area, celebrate Vesper, and appreciate all of them as well. I'd like to second everything that Margie was saying there. And certainly, again, we want you to be a part of this event, make plans for it. You can find out more and get tickets. There's plenty of opportunities for just coming on down and being a part of the event. So, the best way for people to do that, Margie, you mentioned the phone number, the Facebook page, both of them, the Vesper Recreation Group and Celebrate Vesper Days, yep. Both have Facebook pages.
And everything is free except for the kids' inflatables.
Yeah, which...
So, and now... beverages, but
yeah, which you know, only go back, only go to help them do this again next year and some of the other events that Margie was telling us about. Once again, you've been too good at this. You have to come back soon, Margie. We appreciate the time.
I will do that.
One more time, if you don't mind, if people do want to reach you, you want to give that number once more?
Yep, it's 715-305-5040.
Thanks again, Margie. Please do us a favor. Say hi to the whole team and thank them for us. Let them know how much we appreciate them.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk again real soon. And thank you, everybody out there, for joining us. Be sure to spread the word about the show, not just our individual episodes, but certainly the show as a whole. We appreciate the support from all of our community. We'll have more Rapid Support coming up for you right here exclusively at WFHR.com.